says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hey, folks, welcome to the show.
All day long, I can catch catfish.
Won't be doing much plowing here shortly in North Dakota as we enter our winter, which is something to behold. It's a winter phenomenon up here. And hopefully, I'm hoping, I got my fingers crossed, that the cold up here in North Dakota will keep the dregs away to some degree in any way. And the dregs that do show up here will be beaten back by the cold and leave. The ones that colonized, that settled, that built North Dakota, these were tough cookies, and hopefully only the tough cookies will remain. Anyway, we are broadcasting from North Dakota down to the base, the RBN base down there in Round Rock, Texas, and then out through whatever media channel, a Patriot Media channel that you happen to be listening through. Thank you very much. Support that channel. You know, I haven't mentioned that it's just sort of dawning on me right now. Some of you are hearing this show through some channel that I may not know. Certainly support that channel. Whoever is bringing you this show, build them up with your support. I'm just telling you that the show is emanating originally from the Republic Broadcasting Network. And you certainly keep them on your Christmas list for sure. Another spectacular day in the history of the Trump phenomenon, and we'll try to keep up a little bit anyway with what this dynamo of a man has done in the last 24 hours. You can contribute your thoughts at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And, you know, something else, in case you want to correspond with me, I give out my phone number periodically. Let me get my phone out of my pocket here and turn it off so you don't call me in the middle of the show. But I like to give out my phone numbers to let you know this is real and that you're part of it. Get my phone up here and turn the volume down. There we go. All right. My phone number here in North Dakota is 701-317-5317. You can call me anytime. I'm most pleased to take your calls. And then if you want to correspond with me, I've got a really easy address to which you can write. It's just my name, James Kelso, K-E-L-S-O, at P.O. Box. Here's a hard number to remember, 9. P.O. Box 9 gives you an idea of the size of towns up here in North Dakota. P.O. Box 9. And actually, this is just across the river in Minnesota. East Grand Forks, Minnesota, which is abbreviated MN 56721. 56721. P.O. Box 9. That's a really hard one to remember. Let's launch off here. And by the way, just as I love getting your phone calls, I love getting your mail. And you can send me, you know, suggestions, ideas, materials, books, things you want me to read, rare Ming vases, Spanish doubloons, whatever you want to send is appreciated here by me. That is after you support RBN or the Patriot Channel, via which you are hearing this show and other great Patriot shows. All righty. Oh, my gosh. The surfeit of riches that Donald Trump presents us with today. Here he says, how about this one? He quotes Lou Dobbs. Now, Lou Dobbs sounds as if he's, great minds think alike. So Lou Dobbs is a great mind. He thinks like this show, or hey, maybe on occasion he listens to it. He goes into the archive and hears a show. There is an archive here of these shows. Here's what Lou Dobbs says today. He says, and by the way, Donald Trump responds, thank you, Lou. Quote, Donald J. Trump is an absolutely historic president already. Can you hear that? Can you hear, am I impersonating Lou Dobbs, his pace? In less than 3 years in office, his record is there for everyone to look at and to examine and compare. This is an illegitimate effort to overthrow a president, not a formal impeachment inquiry. Unquote, Lou Dobbs. And then thank you, Lou. Isn't that nice? Kind of says it all. Or says a lot. Here is another president was in South Carolina. He was receiving a bipartisan justice award for his efforts in reforming our criminal justice system. And that was all very good, but not the laser focus of current events. So I'm going to just skip over that and go to something from yesterday. I'll start out with something from yesterday. If you remember yesterday, we were saying at the end of the show, I said, if I could say one thing to the president and just could get one sentence to his ears, I would say, Mr. President, please, please, please don't let up on the tweets. Keep the tweets coming. And the picture I painted was turn up the blowtorch to high. Keep tweeting, tweet more. More is better. And of course, our enemies, they're always whining and moaning, gnashing their teeth and wringing their hands about the president's tweets. Oh, they're rude. They're horrible. It's terrible what the president says in his tweets. He calls people human scum. Well, you can't do that. You can't call human scum human scum. You don't want to do that. You want to call human scum my esteemed colleagues. No, they're not esteemed and they're not colleagues. They're human scum. Thank you, Mr. President, for being the first president in our history to say the truth. Speak the truth. Wonderful. Thank you. Don't stop. Keep the tweets coming. this is the most amazing communication from a leader in our country to his people in the history of the United States, in the history of the world. And I, again, people who accuse me of being a out of control cheerleader, but okay, I put the challenge out there to you. If I'm wrong about that Donald Trump's communication to his people, to you, is unparalleled, unprecedented, unsurpassed in the history of the world. Why don't we just say the universe? In the history of the universe, then name me that person, man or woman, who has ever done more in messaging, more in communicating than Donald Trump through his Twitter account. Name me that person. I have several heroes in my understanding of history. Charles Lindbergh is one of my great heroes. Lindbergh never did anything like this. Henry Ford is a great hero. He never did anything like this. There's no one. No one is even in Donald Trump's league in this. And then, of course, we go back to the Lou Dobbs message we just read. He's already changed history. Oh, but now I didn't continue my story. Yesterday, as I closed the show, I said, Mr. President, please don't stop the tweets. And then I really wasn't sharing this with you fully, but he hadn't tweeted for about half the day. And I was a little crestfallen. Maybe he could feel that. But I said, Mr. President, please tweet. And I kid you not, the odds are not that he was listening to our show. The odds are not that he heard what I said live over the air, but maybe he did. Because right as soon as I finished saying that, please tweet more, he fired off a tweet. Exactly after I said, please tweet more. Now, of course, you know, I'm not saying that's exactly, I'm just saying it was wonderful for me. As I turned off the mic at the end of the show last night, I looked back at the Trump account, and there it was sitting there 6 minutes earlier. He had tweeted, and I'll read you the message he tweeted. This would be yesterday. So let me go back there and let me read that tweet to you. It would be what? One of the last tweets from yesterday. He tweeted, let me see what he tweeted. Well, see, he went into a tweeting storm here, and so it's going to be hard to find it. Let me find that tweet. One great tweet after another. Okie dokie, that was 12 hours ago, so that's not it. That's 12 hours ago. Well, anyway, it was a great tweet. Now let's go to some of these other tweets. Looking for a particular tweet in the president's tweet storm is a challenging, daunting task. Let me see how many tweets he has. And let us hope these are being preserved for all time. Whatever happens to the SOBs at Twitter, let's hope that that these messages, which happened to come to us via Twitter, are preserved for all time. Does it list his number of tweets? Those of you that know these things better. Yes, 45,500 tweets. 45,000 plus tweets. And I don't, it probably says here somewhere when he joined, but I don't know how to look that up. But isn't that amazing? I don't have a single tweet. Maybe I ought to get some tweeting going here. But I'm happy just reading the president's tweets. Here's a good one to throw on the, a good log to throw on the fire for you folks. And the president has appropriately put it at the very top of his page right now. Oh, and by the way, yesterday he had 66.1 million followers. Tonight, he has 66.2. He's added 100,000 followers in 24 hours. Holy moly. Oh-wee. Oh, it says he joined in March of 2009. There it is right there. Okay. Dr. Robert Jeffers, many of you are familiar with the pastor, Jeffers. He tweeted this and the president retweeted it. Dr. Robert Jeffers is one of the giants of the evangelical world, along with Jerry Falwell Jr., Franklin Graham, and, you know, these folks. Without their support, there would be no President Donald J. Trump. And why is that true? Because we talk about Donald Trump having 66.2 million followers. Well, guess how many followers the evangelical leaders of America have? Well, no one knows for sure, but it's more than 66 million. It's a lot. It's a lot, a lot, a lot. And it's a very large percentage of people in among the 66.2 million followers and the 63 million patriots that voted for Donald Trump in 2016 are evangelicals. So, folks, if you're out there spouting a line that is inimical to American evangelicals and you think you're going to succeed in saving America, to quote our friends in New Jersey, forget about it. Forget about it, my friend. And, you know, if you pursue a path that is doomed to failure, that's not responsible. Your kids are at stake. Their kids are at stake. All your descendants are at stake. Future generations, everything about our country, about our civilization, about our beliefs and our values, it's all at stake. This is the big kahuna here. This battle that we're in is the biggest battle of all, in all of history. This is the greatest battle. And you, however this came to be, you and I, the rest of us, everybody hearing my voice, you're up to your eyeballs in this battle. What a scary thing, but what a blessed thing. What an amazing opportunity that you were placed here at this moment of battle, and you can make a difference. You can make a huge difference, every single one of you. Donald Trump exemplifies that. He's just one man. He puts his pants on one leg at a time. But somehow his efforts propelled him to his achievement, which Lou Dobbs just mentioned is the greatest, he doesn't quite say what I say, the greatest in history. He doesn't say the greatest in the universe. There's no known intelligent life off of Earth. So whatever the odds may be that there may be intelligent life out there in some faraway place, they haven't sent us a memo yet. So this is it, as far as we know, both in time and space. This is it. You're all the people that are alive. It all depends on you. Those future as yet unborn generations, everything that will arrive for them depends on you. You're going to determine what they get. Their lot in life will be determined by you. What an amazing moment to be alive. So if you've got a message that's inimical to evangelicals, hey, can it? It's doomed to failure. That is very irresponsible to do that. So you've heard me a couple times have a caller call up with some big, huge, I hate Israel message. And I'm sorry, as Jim Carrey, a very liberal guy, but it's a very good quote from Jim Carrey, Luther, that's a Luther message. You can't do that and win. And Donald Trump is about, first of all, being righteous and true. That's, of course, but he's also about winning. He quotes Douglas MacArthur, in war, there is no substitute for victory. The alternative, of course, is defeat and surrender. Not good. So let's see. Dr. Robert Jeffress. Boy, that was a long prologue to reading a short tweet from the much more articulate than yours truly, Dr. Robert Jeffress. He says this: a new poll shows evangelical support for President Donald Trump growing in spite of Democrat impeachment farce. That's a good word, Pastor Jeffress. Farce. I'll discuss this on Lou Dobbs tonight at 6 and 9 p.m. Central Time on Fox Business. Tune in. Well, I don't know what that... If that's right now, please don't. Don't tune out this show. But watch it. Watch a replay. Let's see. I'm just kidding. Okay, now here's... I'm confessing some ignorance here. Let me go down to a... Here's Representative Jim Jordan. I'll get to the ignorance in a moment. I have plenty of ignorance. Jim Jordan, retweeted by the president, the great Jim Jordan of Northwest Ohio. And you know some of Jim Jordan's story, don't you? He was at Ohio State. He was one of the top wrestlers in the world, beat Olympic gold medalists, was undefeated in wrestling. I think he had one defeat. I'm not sure about that. But world champion level wrestler and a world champion level patriot, Jim Jordan, he tweets this. He says, first we learn that Durham's probe, that's John Durham, the federal prosecutor, federal district attorney, I think he is, who is pursuing. It looks as if he may be the man. He may be that righteous man who nails John Brennan, nails James Clapper. We'll be right back. Men started crying. Miners were Stay praying, tuned.
And hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good?
Hey, we're back, folks.
Are we
rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell? Hey, listen, I found that tweet from the president yesterday as we were closing the microphone. I'll read it to you. But get this, you know, again, and I, you know, you know, this little show. Now, we found out it's not such a little show. This show ranking number 14 on the TalkStream Live Top 100. That's a major show. This show has a big audience. There are a lot of you folks out there. And thank you. Thank you so much for thinking something I have to offer on the air is worth your precious time to listen to. And so I want you to know, I gave you my phone number. Let me know when I screw up. Let me know when I'm in error. Let me know once in a while when I do something right. because that will cause me to understand that I need to do more of that. 701-317-5317. Call me anytime. Put that in your phone. Put me in your little phone book, please. And then I gave you my mailing address, too, if you want to communicate with me via mail, P.O. Box 9, my name, P.O. Box 9, East Grand Forks, Minnesota. I don't live in Minnesota. I live in North Dakota, but the Red River divides the two states, and I can skip a rock. Well, not right now. It's at flood stage. But when in the summer, I can skip a rock across the Red River into Minnesota. P.O. Box 9, East Grand Forks, Minnesota, 56721. I've given that address out in many months. So put that in your address book and use it. Feel free. Well, okay, so the president tweeted. I found the tweet. Now let me find it. Now, you know, I said it's hard to find tweets. Here's what I just realized. I just counted them during the break. I have to go back to find this tweet from the president. I have to go back exactly 41 tweets. That's right. The president of the United States has tweeted 41 times since he gave us a sort of a send-off or goodbye tweet last night, which may or may not have anything to do with his show, but it sure was a direct answer to what we were saying. I said, Mr. President, turn on the blowtorch. Turn it on high. Tweet the hell out of our enemies. And 41 tweets in 24 hours. You know, my wish came true. You know, whether there is a Santa Claus or not, you know, I got what I asked Santa Claus to bring me under the Christmas tree. So thank you, Santa. Oh, my gosh. So let me count back 41 tweets. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'll do it fast. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. It's the only way to do this. 15, 16, 17, 18, because they don't number them. 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39. Here we come. It must be right about here. Yeah, here it is. 41 tweets ago, the president wrote this just as I was begging the president to turn the blowtorch on, blast furnace, afterburner. He said, "Where is the whistleblower? And why did he or she write such a fictitious and incorrect account of my phone call with the Ukrainian president? Why did the IG allow this to happen?" Now, that's a very important question from the president, which, of course, the controlled news is not allowing this question to be asked. It needs to be asked a lot. I forget his first name, but his last name, I believe, is Atkinson. He's the intelligence community IG, ICIG. Now, why did this SOB, that's what I'll call him, he is an SOB. Why did he say that the whistleblower letter, it's not firsthand evidence at all, why did he violate all the whistleblower rules up to this date and say that the whistleblower letter, which was just like a compiled news story, was a credible whistleblower complaint? Why did Atkinson do that? That was criminal by, yes, I'll say it. That was a criminal act by Atkinson. That was dereliction of duty. It was unethical. It was fraudulent. I would go so far as to say, you know, with the other traitors, it was treasonous. Atkinson enabled this crap to go on. And what is he? The intelligence community inspector general. Okay, so let's see. What is an inspector general? An inspector general is there to enforce, to guarantee, to police ethics in an organization, to make sure that rules are followed, not traduced. Atkinson, what the hell? He's breaking the rules. He's not enforcing the rules. He's not supervising ethics. He's being unethical. Wow. You think maybe he's in bed with John Brennan? Huh? We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And hey, before we went to the break here, I was blowing a gasket and a fuse over Michael. It's Michael Atkinson, the ICIG, the Inspector General of the Intelligence Community. Let me read it here. Inspector General, his title is, let me go back to it, Inspector General of the Intelligence Community. He's the guy who said that this obviously fake whistleblower thing, whistleblower letter, deserved investigation. And wrongo, Michael Atkinson, very wrongo. And now, of course, it's being conducted in secret in a security skiff, and Atkinson's not complaining. Hey, Atkinson, flunk, buddy. And then here's some of the irony. Donald Trump recently made a tweet. He said, you know, the swamp is so deep. He has to make appointments. And how if you were Donald Trump, how would you make appointments? How would you? Donald Trump appointed Michael Atkinson to be Inspector General of the Intelligence Community in 2018. But the swamp is very, very deep. And the president is having to count on people who are swimming in the swamp to somehow turn into patriotic, honest people. And that's proving to be a really chancy thing. Some patriots have appeared, but Here goes Michael Atkinson. I mean, it's clear. Come on, if you're the Inspector General of the intelligence community, come on, it's as plain as the nose on your face that the director of the CIA under Obama, John Brennan, is a felon. He's a traitor. He's a communist. He voted for Gus Hall in 1976. That was his first vote as a voter, as a young man, and it's gotten worse since then. Come on, Atkinson, snap out of it. Wake up. Come on, buddy. Use the smelling salts. John Brennan is a traitor, and he is one of the leaders of the coup attempt, the worst coup attempt, the worst crime in American history. James Clapper, this piece of human scum, he is one of the leaders of the worst crime in American history. Come on, wake up, Michael Atkinson. You're the Inspector General of the intelligence community. What are you smoking, buddy? And the rest of them, you've got the access. You've got the information. This is as plain as the nose on your face. And yet you make a referral. You put this over to Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff, you know what kind of person Adam Schiff is. Atkinson, you're going to turn over that much power and destructive capability to a criminal, another traitor, another criminal. You're not aware, Michael Atkinson, you're not aware that Adam Schiff has been saying for 2 years he has absolute proof that Donald Trump is a traitor and that he colluded with Russia. He has absolute proof, which he is not yet free to divulge to us. Well, this piece of crap hasn't divulged that to this day. Why? Because it doesn't exist. Why? Because he's a liar. He's a criminal. He's a traitor. Along with the rest of the demon rats who ran out of the skiff when some courageous Republicans came down the stairs to the basement of the Capitol and went into that room as U.S. congressmen elected to represent America's patriotic people. And they're kept out of that room as if we're living in some kind of Leon Trotsky, Bolshevik, Adolf Hitler, Joe Stalin, kind of a banana republic dictatorship. To hell with that. We need real men and real women. As the president said, when will the Republicans, he didn't say grow some balls, but he said, when will they fight back? And that's exactly the question now. And coming down those stairs and going into that skiff, That was a minor act of courage. Thank you. Bless you. Let's go back to one of these courageous people, Jim Jordan. Let's read his tweet. The president's quoting it. He says, I lost that tweet. Let's go back to the very beginning of all of this, or to the very most recent tweets. You got to keep refreshing on Donald Trump. 2 tweets an hour in the last 24 hours. The president tweets, great book, an hour ago. Great book. What's he referring to? A new book by Donald Trump Jr. Entitled Triggered. Now, I have not gotten a copy of this book. It's available. Let me look it up here. Just see how the left thrives on hate and wants to silence us. A publication date of November 5th, 2019. So I think you have to pre-order this book. I better get a copy. Donald Trump Jr. is looking like one heck of a great leader. Well done, Mr. President, on raising your boy. Let's see where it is on the bestseller list here. You know, Amazon just taking a hit lately. Jeff Bezos was number one in the world in wealth. He just yielded that position to Bill Gates for 2 reasons. Bezos's divorce. Where he lost 1/4 of his Amazon stock to a wife that he stupidly left, and the mother of his children. Microsoft has boomed. Their stock is booming because of Donald Trump. I wonder if Bill Gates feels any gratitude for that. But anyway, Bill Gates is back on top. Let's read about the book here. The sales position, even though it hasn't been published yet, it's already number 9 in U.S. national government. It's only number 767 in all of books. But watch it come up. The president just said great book about his son's book. And by the way, that's been a current topic in the news. Joe Biden, this piece of garbage, human scum, Joe Biden, had the gall to insult the president of the United States over his fine children. Incredible. And you know, I mean, look who's talking. The father of Hunter Biden, who built America for more than $1 billion, built, and worse than bilking, worse, that's just a financial crime, selling your soul to Red China and to oligarchs in the Ukraine. That's treason. That is treason, folks. And Joe Biden's going to, and Donald Trump and his children, they've lost billions, plural, billions, plural. I would say the Trump family has paid a price of billions of dollars of sacrificed wealth, sacrificed for our freedom and our country and our people and our civilization. Billions that have been lost. They've ceased their acquisitions abroad, which were wonderful and magnificent purchases and developments and building. The Trump family is about building great structures, building great organizations, building great clubs. Organizational genius. It's true of Ivanka. It's true of Eric. It's true of Donald Jr. I'm not familiar enough with Tiffany to know how she's done in that area, but she, I believe, just graduated from University of Pennsylvania, which is an Ivy League school. She went to I keep having to remember the name of my cousin, the school founded by him, financed by him, which Donald Trump graduated from, which is the top economics financial school in the world. And of course, Barron's just a young man. But what a superlative record of raising brilliant children that Donald Trump has. And they have all sacrificed. Ivanka, Eric, Donald Jr., they've all sacrificed lots of money to help our country. They all work without pay, including the president. But does the corrupt media say this to the American people? No, not at all. Okay. Let's see here. Okay, here's another great tweet from the president. I'm glad I got to this one. Let me go to my caller board. I want to see if people are trying to get in. There are Murr in Wisconsin, Dr. Kelly in California, and I owe her a rain check from yesterday, and Charlotte, James in Charlotte. So we'll come to you folks here, callers, in just a moment. Look at this. Some of the president's tweets are wonderful. How about this? Wow! Exclamation mark. You know, like that great Hungarian YouTube video? Wow. Wow. Some of you know. If you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about. Wow. Unfortunately, I think that guy died. But that's the president's tweet, and he's answering Representative Jim Jordan, who he retweets. First we learn, writes Jim Jordan, that Durham's probe is now a criminal investigation. Ooh, hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, John Durham is going to a criminal investigation. That means a grand jury. That means subpoenas. Ah, please, John Durham, we're begging you, please do the right thing. Now, let me finish reading Jim Jordan's tweet. He says, now we hear, he writes, that the FBI may have altered the 302s from General Flynn's interview. Ooh, baby. Oh, what is a 302? That's the transcript from an FBI interview. That's the official legal document. Very, very important that that be absolutely accurate, the 302. Lives depend on those 302s being truthful and accurate, and they are sworn to be such by the people that complete them. Well, guess who worked on the 302s from General Flynn? Lisa Page! The traitor, the absolute felon, Lisa Page, who should spend the rest of her life in Sing Sing or Folsom Prison or Florence Prison. Lisa Page, traitor, sexting lover of Peter Strzok, another traitor. And let's hope that John Durham is investigating truthfully their crimes. Just get to the facts. Just the facts, ma'am. That's enough to put these people in prison for the rest of their lives. Now we hear that the FBI, Lisa Page, may have altered the 302s from General Flynn's interview. Wow. And that's what the president's tweet is. Wow. Folks, how huge is that? Remember, Michael Flynn, decorated American military man. Michael Flynn, hero with a tremendous career, a tremendous man, as Donald Trump said over and over again about Michael Flynn. He's awaiting sentencing. He's been convicted by the rat appointed by Rodney, the rat Rosenstein. Robert Mueller, the rat, ramrodded. He kangaroo courted Michael Flynn into a confession. How did he do that? He threatened Michael Flynn with going after his children, after his son. This is Bolshevik. It's Bolshevik bullshit. There's an alliteration there. Mueller, what a scumbag. What a human scum. He is famous among those who tell the truth. And for two things, Robert Mueller is famous. Not integrity. He's famous for two things. One, he's a hitman. And two, he's a cover-up artist. He acted as hitman on Donald Trump. He acted as cover-up artist on Hillary Clinton. And he did a damn good job on both to the detriment of our republic, which he gravely damaged. But Donald Trump rode that wave out. He survived that wipeout wave from Robert Mueller. Beautiful job, Donald Trump. But damage was done. Okay, let's go. The tweets. I got to hit refresh here on these tweets. Let's see here. So that tweet, by the way, was just 2 hours ago. Mark Levin is on fire. He appeared on Hannity last night. Donald Trump enjoyed that so much, he retweeted the whole interview. Let's see. Is it there? He retweeted it. And he quotes Mark Levin as having said, Trump gets treated worse than a terrorist or mass murderer. That's on Life, Liberty, and Levin. It says he was in rare form Thursday night blasting House Democrats over their impeachment inquiry. Then the president tweets 2 hours ago, my lawyer should sue the Democrats and Shifty Adam Schiff for fraud. Yeah, and worse. Yes. He says, I'm looking for these real gems that the president pronounces. There are certain things that the president, let me just preface this by saying, there are moments where the president has been so brilliant. These are gems that you must remember them, hang on to them, because the memory hole is going to try to take them away from your memory. I'll give you an example of a brilliant thing said by the president that is going to be sent into the memory hole. And that is, he said, I don't think these people love America. I think they hate America. He said that several times. Folks, that's a gem. That's 24-karat gold. The president has hit the nail on the head. Bullseye, Mr. President. Why hasn't someone pointed this out? Nancy Pelosi is not like this funeral for Emmanuel. What was his name? What is his name? Cummings. This funeral today where all these people are pontificating about this great, great hero, Emmanuel Cummings, died at the age of 68. No, he's not a hero. No, he's not a great man. You know, and all these people are, you know, walking around with their heads down as if this is, you know, except Hillary Clinton at the funeral. At the funeral, Hillary Clinton is calling Donald Trump. God, I'm glad I remembered this. He's calling Donald Trump King Ahab, and he's calling Melania Jezebel out of the Bible. And she's making reference there to Elijah in the Bible, defied King Ahab and Jezebel. Was that his queen? All right. Those are famous references there. Hillary Clinton was clearly calling Donald Trump King Ahab, the evil King Ahab, and his wife, Melania, the beautiful, wonderful, paragon of beauty and virtue, Jezebel. What a scumbag Hillary Clinton is. What a dirtball. Now just recall for a second her history. How many dead people have the Clintons left in their wake? How many Vince Fosters are there in the wake of Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, whose career has been like that of Lyndon Baines Johnson, the murderer? He commissioned people to murder people, Lyndon Johnson, and then he mass murdered them in his damn war in Vietnam, as Bill Clinton did. And I love what, Gabbard said, you know, the congresswoman from Hawaii said, she called Hillary the queen of warmongers. How true. So true, as the president would say. We'll be right back right after this break.
It'll still last 10 years like the show. The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Hey, this check is wrong. I worked a holiday and 7 hours of overtime. Not getting paid correctly is a real pain. It could also hurt our boss if our company provides out-of-compliance checks. That's right. Construction companies doing business with the government can get fined, or officials of the companies can go to jail if the checks aren't right. It's a law. The Davis-Bacon Act has 30 compliance issues for every check. But there is an easy way for construction companies to be in compliance. EMARS offers Compliant Client, a web-based system that finds and corrects all 30 of the possible out-of-compliance check issues. Users of Compliant Client report an 80% savings in time and money. Running a weekly payroll usually takes about 5 minutes. All 15,000-plus clients of EMARS have never had a legal compliance issue. Plus, they sleep better on check day. Contact EMARS at emarsinc.com or call 480-595-0466.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I've got so sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way.
Hey, we're back, folks. And, you know, just before the break, we were talking about Hillary today at the funeral of Elijah Cummings of Baltimore, you know, which has turned into a hellhole, while over which Elijah Cummings presided for 12 terms in Congress as Baltimore sank into the toilet. Great. What a hero. What a hero. And he's been attacking Donald Trump viciously from day one. since Trump's election. But Hillary Clinton had the nastiness to make a reference to Elijah as the namesake of Elijah Cummings in the history of Israel, and going back to 1 Kings in the Bible. And scholars have said, here's the most recent scholarly estimate, is that, Elijah predicted a drought because of King Ahab's sins in 1 Kings 17:1. Because of this, Ahab refers to him, that is Elijah, as the troubler of Israel. And this encounter ends with Elijah's victory over the prophets of Baal in a contest held for the sake of Ahab and the Israelites to bring them into repentance. So, of course, this is so nasty of Hillary Clinton. And then she compares Melania to Jezebel, who died when she was thrown out of a window, and who was accused of being responsible for Elijah repudiating Yahweh and sending the Israelites into Baal worship. I mean, the nastiest biblical, and Hillary Clinton referring to the Bible? Are you kidding? Are you kidding? Hillary Rodham Clinton making biblical references? Oh, what a devout Christian Hillary Clinton has been. So that happened today. And the this is how nasty these demon rats are. They are the party of Baal. And let's go back to the president here. I don't want to spend too much time on this, but it certainly deserved a mention, this disgusting behavior today. And I, let's see, I that came off of, let's see, I'm looking at the president's tweets. And I just mentioned today of what occurred at that funeral. Let's see. Reading some more here from the president's tweets today. He retweets Eric Bolling 5 hours ago. A new interview with Donald Trump. And he discusses the Clapper Brennan criminal. These guys, Clapper and Brennan, these are criminals. Comey, another criminal. Adam Schiff, and in his tweet, Bolling says he corroborated with the whistleblower. Well, he meant collaborated. Oh, we're out of time. Oh, we're having so much fun. We'll have to meet further on Sunday. We've got to skip Saturday. We'll be back Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Be there or be square. See you then.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.